Hey everyone, and welcome back to Relationship Goals. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and trust me when I say this, relationships are a wild ride, right? But that's the beauty of it all, the highs, the lows, the messy middle. And let's be real, sometimes the biggest hurdle we face isn't arguments or differing opinions, it's letting our guard down and being truly vulnerable with each other. Today, we're diving deep into the power of vulnerability in relationships because, babe, true connection starts when we dare to show up authentically, flaws and all. You know that feeling when you meet someone, and for a brief moment, everything feels magic? Like you can tell them anything, share your deepest fears and dreams without judgment. That's vulnerability at play. But let's be honest, sometimes fear creeps in. We worry about rejection, being judged, or appearing weak. But here's the thing. Vulnerability isn't a weakness, it's the key to building genuine intimacy. It takes courage to open up and share our true selves, but the rewards are immense. When we embrace vulnerability, we create a safe space for connection, trust, and deeper understanding. Think of it like this. Your partner wants to see all sides of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. They want to know what makes you tick, what lights you up, and even what scares you. So how do we actually cultivate this vulnerability? I've got 5 key takeaways that will help you on your journey. 1. Start small. You don't have to spill your guts on day 1. Begin by sharing small, manageable things. Talk about your favorite book, a recent dream, or even just how your day is going. These seemingly insignificant moments build trust and pave the way for deeper conversations. 2. Active listening is key. When your partner opens up, truly listen. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and ask thoughtful questions. Show them that you're genuinely interested in what they have to say, even if it's something uncomfortable. Remember, vulnerability takes courage, so reciprocating with genuine interest goes a long way. 3. Back to self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel nervous or hesitant about opening up. Remind yourself that vulnerability isn't about being perfect, it's about being authentic and showing your true self. 4. Create a safe space. Relationships thrive on open communication, but sometimes we need a little extra nudge. Make an effort to create a safe space where both of you feel comfortable expressing yourselves without fear of judgment or criticism. This could involve setting aside dedicated time for deeper conversations, practicing active listening, and using I statements to express your feelings honestly. 5. Remember, it's a two-way street. Vulnerability is a dance, not a monologue. Encourage your partner to share their thoughts and feelings too. Be open to hearing their perspectives, even if they differ from yours. This creates a sense of equality and fosters mutual understanding. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with your significant other. You've been meaning to tell them about this fear that's been holding you back lately. Maybe it's public speaking, asking for a raise at work, or even just sharing a creative project you've been working on. Ever felt like the words are stuck in your throat? But then, you remember the love and support your partner has shown you time and time again. You take a deep breath, look into their eyes, and say, "You know what? There's something I've been wanting to share with you." That vulnerability, that willingness to be seen and heard, can be incredibly powerful. It allows you to connect on a deeper level, build trust, and create a stronger bond. It's like giving each other permission to be human, messy, complicated, and beautifully imperfect. So remember, folks, embracing vulnerability isn't about being weak, it's about being brave enough to let someone see the real you. It's about taking a leap of faith and trusting that the connection will only deepen as a result. And that's what Relationship Goals is all about, helping you build strong, healthy, and fulfilling relationships. Now go out there, be vulnerable, and watch your love grow stronger than ever. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. We'll catch you in the next one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.